The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 8:40 on this Monday morning. Boating season was late in getting here, it felt like. We had a spring that just never seemed to warm up, but now it's here. Summer is here. Boating season is here. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about some things that we need to remember to stay safe out there, St. Clair County Sheriff Matt King. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, boating season is here in full force, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. We've got the events that have already started, and you see the boat traffic out there, the warm weather. Water's still a little cool, but I think that counteracts the 90 degrees we had over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Very busy stuff going on out on the waters. We had Jobby Nooner down in Lake St. Clair. Fortunately, a couple of accidents. People didn't really take their time leaving, but that event is done and we're moving forward. So I've got some good reminders to help people be safe out on the water. And first of all, I'd like to inform everybody the Southern No Wake map has been updated. That changes from time to time depending on water level. So you can find that map on our website, the Sheriff's Office website, or the mobile app. If you haven't got the mobile app yet for the Sheriff's Office, it's a great tool. But that map is available online, so you know exactly where you can and can't create a wake on the waterways down there. Other things to remember that boaters born after June 30th, 1996, must have a boater education card. So you get your boaters education card, and anybody born after December 31st, 1978 are required to have a boater education card if you're on a personal watercraft. And how to do that is you just go online at boat-ed.com/Michigan. So you'll find it on there if you poke around on the web.
Yeah.
boated.com. And that way you could be certified and you don't have to worry about not knowing any of the rules or laws out on the waterway.
Really need to respect each other on the water because there are so many different sizes and styles of boats. And I've said this before, you know, just look in the St. Clair River, you can see a freighter and a sailboat and maybe even a kayak and a speedboat all in the same neighborhood at the same time.
Absolutely. And that's really, you know, I've got a lot of technical things listed here to talk about, but that really is what it drills down to. You get out on that waterway and, you know, I was on the St. Clair River over the weekend and there's spots where it's smooth sailing and you know, you can see a long ways. Then you kind of round that corner, you look at the bridge, gets choppy, and then all of a sudden, you know, a speedboat goes by and the freighter's coming the other way and things get a little dicey pretty quick if you're not careful. If people respect each other and keep an eye out and realize, hey, the goal is to get to where we want to go safely, not necessarily the fastest, then people are able to do that because everybody's looking out for each other. So be respectful and make sure you're equipped on that boat, right? If you're going to go out there, wear your life jacket, especially when you're underway, as they call it, you're motoring around. When we talk about fatalities from boating accidents, 75% of them are caused by people who drowned, right? Mm-hmm. So you think of a car crash, and the unfortunate reality of car crashes are they're very violent. People get injured and die from the injuries. Boat crashes can be very violent, but most of the time, it's not the violence of the crash or the capsizing of the boat that causes the death. It's the drowning. So when you're underway and you're traveling from point A to point B, please wear that life vest. 86% of people who are drowning in recreational boating accidents were not wearing their life vest. So think about that. 86%. So if you have 100 people, if all of them had life vest on, we'd have 86 less people who passed away. So think about that. Wear your vest when you're underway and be careful out there.
Yeah, nobody expects to be in an accident, but they do happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, I talked about Jobby Nooner. There were a few incidents down there at the end of the event over the weekend, and nobody expects it, but you have all those boats, all those different vessels moving in different directions, trying to get to where you want to go. All it takes is somebody to not look one extra time and they're crashing into the side of your boat or your vessel. So again, slow down, wear those life vests, boat sober. Again, I talked about this last time, but you have to be sober to operate a boat just like a car. So same rules, boat sober so everybody can get to where they want to go and you can come back out on your boat again without worrying about getting arrested or causing an accident. you know. Also, check your boat before going out. So a lot of people in this area, we're blessed to have all these different waterways. We have marinas, you have a boat slip, and you might think, you know, I've taken my boat out 4 times already this year. It's good to go. Just check it. You know, we see people who are stranded. Our marine division will help people who are have no power to their boat until a tow company will come. And a lot of times they'll tell us, like, yeah, I've been on it all year, and this time it just died, or we found out there was something wrong, but we didn't check before we went out. So just check that boat. Think about how dependent you are on the power source of that boat to get to where you're going. It's not like the side of the road where you can just park and wait. You're floating now, and now you're possibly in danger, or in danger of hurting somebody else.
Well, these next couple of weeks, there's going to be a lot of boats out there on the water. Next week is Boat Week in Port Huron. The Port Huron to Mackinac race is just a week from Saturday. I can't believe it.
Yeah, so yeah, 4th of July coming up, long weekend. People will be out on their boats enjoying. We want everybody to enjoy it, and then it rolls right into Boat Week, which is just it's a fun week for everybody. First responders, it's fun for us, but well, I don't know if the public knows how many extra hours people are working from the Port Huron Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, and surrounding agencies, you know, fire departments and EMS. We're all working a lot of extra hours to make sure everybody's safe. But the boat traffic will be up, right? The Black River gets filled up with these beautiful sailboats from all over. And then individuals want to be a part of the fun, and they start lining up and traveling, which is fine. Let's just do it safely. Think about some of those tips I gave. Have a float plan if you're going out. Let people know where you're going and when you're going to be back. And make it a fun week. The only downside of Boat Week is it seems like, half of summer's over, right?
No, as soon as it ends, it's like, now what?
Yeah.
Then you start looking, you know, football season.
Yeah, which we love. But when summer comes late, like it did this year.
Well, we wait so long for summer, and it gets here. You just want to hang on to each of those beautiful summer days.
That's right. Good so stuff. Get out, boat safely, and enjoy yourselves.
All right, Sheriff, appreciate it. Sheriff Matt King with us on WPHL. Let's check weather real quick.